Good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Ed Ronco, and in the studio with us now, from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, Natasha Paremski, pianist, and Kayla Betcher, executive director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
So awake.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Really, really not awake at all. Yeah.
Well, thrilled that you're here, and you are just here. You got in this week.
Yes, I just got in 2 days ago.
From New York. New York
yes.
is home. And you've been playing piano for a really, really long time, for since you were three?
Yeah.
How did you come to the piano? What brings somebody to become a piano player?
Oh, you know, I literally just like walked up to my parents' beat up upright in Moscow and just started banging away. And I thought it was pretty good, actually. I thought it was pretty awesome.
It seems to have worked out for you.
Yeah, my mom after a year was like, "You really need lessons. Like, let's start playing some real tunes here." And I was like, "I think what I'm composing at the piano is pretty amazing," but she didn't think so. But, you know, in the end, she was probably right.
So you started lessons shortly after that. And, you know, it's one thing to ask somebody what brings them to their art form. But what keeps you in your art form? Why have you stuck with the piano?
Oh, there's so many reasons. I mean, probably one of the most compelling reasons that I stick with the piano is because it gives me a place to not only escape, but like rebuild myself. It's nourishing for me as a person, psychologically, you know. And, you know, I just love music. I don't know. It makes me feel things. No, but it does. It gives me this like incredible rush, you know, and especially being on stage, not just playing music, but being on stage. Is an incredible rush for me to connect with an audience and the adrenaline of it and, you know, communicating through this, you know, incredible genre, which it really truly is another language, you know, as opposed to just visual arts or, you know, dance is its own language, but music is a metaphysical language that connects people and with something very metaphysical through a transcendent. Something very transcendent.
Now, you've been to Sitka before. This is your first time at the summer part of the festival, but you played here in the wintertime.
Yeah.
What's it like playing in a place like Sitka as opposed to any of the other... You know, you talked about going out on stage and enjoying the audience and that energy that you get from the audience.
Yeah.
So what's it like being here?
Oh, well, it's amazing because the audiences are, you know, the audience clearly loves music and they love being a part of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and even when it's in December. And there's a huge sense of community here, which, you know, gives the audience a warm vibe, and I could feel that. And so, you know, when I was here in December, I mostly played at Stevenson Hall, which is where we're staying now. So it's a lot smaller, I think, than Centennial Hall. Mm-hmm. And so it makes everything a lot more intimate and a lot more cozy, and people could just, like, walk in and, you know, and be in someone's living room and hear them play, which is, for the most part, actually how all of this music, when it was composed, like, you know, Brahms and Chopin and, you know, maybe not Rachmaninoff, but play even things like composers like Beethoven and Schubert, all those things were premiered and for a small group of friends in someone's living room, essentially. So we're really going back to our roots here doing something like that. So... And there's a really great rapport, I feel, with the audience here because they are so warm, because there's such a sense of community, and because they just exude this love for music.
I mean, that's where chamber music comes from, right? That's the notion of chamber is you're in the chamber with the artist, and it's intimate. It is that feeling of, of being together.
Absolutely. And often it's just easier to play these pieces in a setting like this because, you know, you're not, you can make it more intimate and make it more like how it was intended.
You're here until the end of the festival, and you're jumping right in. You've got an event today, Box Lunch, which is my favorite pun in the whole world. And then Friday
in the
Saturday,
whole world.
In the whole world of puns.
In the whole world of puns.
Box Lunch is at the top
box
of the
lunch.
List. Friday and Saturday concerts as well. And you're playing a little Brahms, aren't you? When I think
oh,
you
yes,
have some
tomorrow.
Brahms.
On, yeah. Tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a full schedule for, I mean, you the artists who come here They don't sit around and wait for concerts. There's a lot of work that's going on, side performances, but also a lot of practicing. Can you talk a little bit about your process in that regard? How much time do you spend?
Yeah. I am an obsessive compulsive practicing person. So I don't know, maybe it's kind of a problem, or it's getting to be a little bit of a problem, or at least that's what people tell me, you know, 10 hours is enough now. but it's I don't know. I love practicing, you know, I love playing the music that I'm playing, but I also want to dig as deep as possible into it so that I can understand it better. And sometimes that takes time and repetition. Having said that, I don't really subscribe to the notion of just plain motoric repetition, because I think that's bad for your hands if you repeat something over and over again, because then you end up with repetitive injuries.
So you're practicing and you're adjusting and you're changing things and you're
trying things, like trying ideas and playing things through, working on little sections, then also doing some technical adjustments here and there. And
you're playing music that's in some cases hundreds of years old, and yet there's always something to do to it.
Well, absolutely, because you know, it's the great thing about music is it evolves with time. You know, the notes stay on the page, but the meaning evolves. And so I really wish that people like Brahms and Schumann and Beethoven and Bach were still alive today, because I think they would be just blown away by how their music is perceived today, because I think it's probably different, you know, given to like a lot of factors, instruments having changed. I mean, the piano is a monster now compared to the pianos that were back then. And so with that evolution, that's why people keep coming back to this music also, because it means something different to them. You know, a Brahms symphony means something different to me today than it did 3 years ago. So it's the kind of thing. It's also like, you know, the Beatles. We're still listening to the Beatles, and those songs mean something else to us, you know, today. But they're still as relevant. But that's the most amazing thing about a masterpiece, is that it remains relevant. It's immortal.
Awesome. Kayla Betcher, Executive Director of the Music Festival. There's a lot on the schedule, and a lot in particular in these next few days. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming out that people might be interested in?
Yeah, I'd love to. We're about halfway through the festival. I think we crossed that halfway point, but there's still lots more wonderful stuff to come. And in particular, as Natasha was talking, a couple of things came to mind. One is that we're inviting people to come by Stevenson Hall and just kind of bask in that rehearsal atmosphere. And as the person who has an office in that building, I'm here to tell you, it's pretty spectacular. You know, you'll have Natasha in the front room rehearsing on the piano, and some of the quartet members in another room rehearsing some of their pieces, and maybe up in a bedroom somewhere, there's another sound somewhere. But we're posting our open rehearsal schedule both on our porch, on a whiteboard on our porch, and we're trying to put that on Facebook as much as possible, so folks can keep track of our daily schedule in a couple of ways. The chamber music, that real intimate aspect of chamber music that you were referring to, you have that opportunity this weekend on board an Allan Marine catamaran. And I think this is an exquisite opportunity. We're going to try to squeeze a quintet in the front of this catamaran and hear Schubert's String Quintet in C major is on the program for that cruise. And that's this Sunday evening. There are still tickets available. And your ticket includes a wonderful buffet. And we're selling our own bottles of wine that come from Mendocino, California. And those will be for sale this weekend, which I also think is kind of a unique new addition to the festival overall. This is our biggest, we have our most number of musicians here this weekend, and what we have are quartets coming up on Friday night and sextets on Saturday night. Wow. And you heard in the promo before we went on the air, a really unique opportunity on Saturday night. Natasha's going to play a Chopin piano concerto accompanied by a string sextet instead of an orchestra, which I'm really looking forward to. I think that that's
That was, by the way, something. There was a story behind that.
we'll have to explore that story a little later. We're almost out of time. I wanna just ask if people have questions about where they can find out more information. Tickets are online or at Old Harbor Books. Is that right?
Correct.
And the website?
SitkaMusicFestival.org. You can also call the office 747-6774.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kayla Betcher, Natasha Peremski, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ed.